LA Superstar. LA Superstar. LA Superstar. LA Superstars. Hey, I'm Layla, and this is LA Superstars. Walk the house. Walk it. Walk the house. Walk. Walk. House. Yes. Yeah. Here we go.
Hi, this is DJ Patrick.
This is DJ Sportsman.
I'm DJ Toon Squad.
I am KK Roxa.
Airy Superstar SmackDown 2. E.T. versus Predator!
The reason why I think Predator's gonna win over E.T. is because, well, Predator has the ability to be invincible. He has a boomerang that can slice anything into anything. He can launch something from his head to, well, splatter anything that gets in his way. He has a blade that he can slice anything with it. E.T. will not win against.
No match. E.T. wins. E.T. wins by knocking Predator out with his light he has on his finger. And E.T. is going to punch him wide in the face, too. And E.T.'s going to grab him by his neck and break his neck. He's going to win that way. E.T. has a huge headbutt. E.T. has a wicked headbutt. Not Predator next week. At the end, E.T. ends up knocking Predator out. He headbutts him, and yeah, E.T. won.
I disagree on that. E.T. would get sliced up like bread. He has a blade that can slice anything.
E.T. is so cute. Predator's gonna break down and cry like a baby. He's gonna turn to a puddle of gunk, and yeah, E.T.'s gonna win.
Do you really think Predator's gonna break down and cry? I've never seen Predator ever cry in movies.
Yeah, E.T. is going to be so cute. Predator's gonna break down and cry, and yeah, E.T.'s going to win. He definitely is going to, so I agree with that 100%.
I disagree on that. There's no way Predator is gonna come and cry after one cuteness from E.T. No. He's gonna die peacefully. He's gonna grab E.T.'s head as a trophy.
Yeah, E.T.'s gonna win, and E.T. is going to outpower Predator, and he's going to whip Predator's head off, and he's gonna stick up fence pulse and keep it there a souvenir.
E.T. will still lose. No matter what.
No, E.T. is going to win without a doubt because E.T. is so powerful. Predator just can't win against E.T. and that's all there is to it.
Oh,
It's the Fact Check! Facts with Casey!
This is type of Facts. Is the artist who voiced Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse were married in real life.
I didn't know that. What else?
The biggest pizza ever created was 13,580,000 square feet, made of men and women 80.
Pizza pie.
Pizza pie. Pizza pie.
That's a good one. What else? You got more?
Yeah, 1 second. Your mouth makes 25,000 gallons of saliva in a lifetime on that spare core future Netflix swimming pool.
Wow.
Wow.
I wouldn't want to go swimming in that.
No, not me.
I would never want to go swimming again after I heard that.
Spaghetti. Hey, my name is Layla. I'm gonna cook some spaghetti with some sauce and some cheese and some butter and some olive oil and meatballs. Ingredients: sauce, meatballs, tomato sauce, cheese, and some olive oil, and some butter. Boil the water. Add the sauce, the cheese, the butter, and the olive oil. First you boil the water. Then you put the cheese, the tomato sauce, and the sauce. Then you boil it and wait till it's ready. And it's good. And you eat it, and it's the best. Manja, 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 manja.
On Valentine's Day, I'm going to give my buddy Craig's wife, Amy, a nice Valentine's Day gift card. And yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
I give my mom, I give the picture I give for mom. And soda, and chocolate, and flowers.
Well, on Valentine's Day, I gave a special picture to my girlfriend, so, love her so much, so that's why I gave her a nice picture.
Valentine's Day, I made a cake, and a pineapple cake, and I also made, I had a good dinner. It was good.
I made my mom dinner, and I gave her a Valentine's Day card, and I really love my mother to the end of me, so I really love her and care about her.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Happy Valentine's Day!
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
Like pasta, pasta,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. But you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
Welcome to Movie Time. With Airwave Superstar. And your host with the most, Patrick Jones.
That's me. Yeah, DJ Pat. Hi, welcome to Airway Superstars. Your host is DJ Pat. And today I'll be talking about my favorite movie, Rules of Engagement, with star Tommy Lee Jones and Samuel Lee Jackson. And in the movie, they're both United States Marines. In the beginning of the movie, they get sent to Vietnam and they fight in a war. And when they get sent to Vietnam, when they fight in the war, Samuel Lee Jackson's team goes this way and Tommy Lee Jones' team go this way, and they all get shot up by the Vietnam Army, and Samuel Lee Jackson's Army team, none of his men get shot or wounded, but Tommy Lee Jones' team are not so lucky. Tommy Lee Jones gets shot and all of his men get killed, which is sad. And when they get back from Vietnam, Samuel Lee Jackson gets sent on to a mission to go to Yemen to rescue this United States ambassador there from this hostile crowd, and when Samuel Lee Jackson gets there, the crowd starts shooting at him, and Samuel Lee Jackson, when he gets back from Yemen, he gets accused of war crime, because they accuse him of shooting unarmed civilians, but that's not true, because the civilians weren't really unarmed. They really had guns on them, and they were just trying to cover it up so they can find Samuel Lee Jackson guilty, because they're awful people. And at the And Samuel Lee Jackson gets found not guilty. He's a free man. He gets to go home again to end. Let's hear a clip of that
this
movie, please.
It's called a neuralizer. It's a gift from some friends from out of town. This red eye here will isolate the electronic impulses in your brains, more specifically the ones from memory.
This is a tasty burger.
This is called a neuralizer. It's a gift from some friends from out of town. This red eye here will isolate the electronic impulses in your brains.
This is a tasty burger.
This is called a neuralizer. It's a gift from some friends from out of town. This red eye here will isolate the electronic impulses in your brains, more specifically ones from memory. This is a tasty burger.
This is a tasty burger.
I like that movie, Tommy Lee Jones and Volcano.
In that movie, a volcano erupts in the middle of city Las Vegas.
Next to the road.
And at the end of the movie, they get the volcano under control, and they manage to put barriers in the way so how lava can't go much further, which is good.
I was in that movie. Into that movie, Volcano. It was actually a really good movie with Tommy Lee Jones. I mean, it really brought to a lot of people knowing that how they figure out that the volcano was erupting underground, and then they finally figure out what was erupting from underground. I mean, I didn't know about it. What was about that movie, but it got good rate to it. I mean, there's a lot of good movies out there, but nothing compares to this one.
Who was that girl playing on it?
I'm not really sure.
Hello, it's me, DJ Smash Bang. And a great movie about a great TV show is Cheers. Lots of fun. And a great show. Is a TV show is Cheers. And I think Drake Parker. Lots of fun. TV show. The actor is the
new movies coming out next month. It'll be Despicable Me 4. Steve Carell is back as being Groog, and his kids have welcoming a new family member, which is a baby Krug. And there's another one, which is Kung Fu Panda 4. That is going to be coming in March. Jack Black is back, playing as Poe. And there's another one, which is Kong X Godzilla, a new empire. That should be a very interesting movie to see. That sounds great. I mean, Godzilla's been around for a very long time, and Kong has been around for a long time. And I seen the first Godzilla movie, and that was so good. That was a classic. There was tons of action in there. It was so exciting. I'll definitely watch that movie over again. I loved it so much. I couldn't get enough of it.
I believe in the new Kong X Godzilla. I believe that Kong and Godzilla worked together this time. And I also saw the movie versus King Kong versus Godzilla. And that was so good. I loved it. There was tons of action in there too. And I saw the movie. I saw the movie just King Kong, and that was a lot of action in there too. That was so good with Jack Black. Yeah, I mean, King Kong has quite a cute history together. And especially when I've seen the Kong X Godzilla New Empire, I mean, I really thought that was really interesting to see, because it brings back most of the actors that were in the Kong versus Godzilla. I mean, eventually, Kong and Godzilla did not like each other, but the little girl that actually trying to communicate with Kong said, told him that. Is it? And I also saw in a Jurassic Park movie, you know, those are good. Those are about dinosaurs, like accidentals, and people in that movie have to run away and hide from the dinosaurs, and some people end up getting eaten up by dinosaurs, and some of it's pretty scary, exciting. Yeah, I love those movies. I'll definitely watch those over again, too, and I can't get enough of those. Yeah, those are great, too.
This is DJ Pad, Mr. Jones and me, County Crows.
Just about
I heard a new Greenfield fire station is coming soon. I heard a new fire station, and I heard the whole inside is very nice and so clean looking, and yeah, I like it. Hopefully, it's going to be a nice fire station. Hopefully, a firefighter is going to like it.
What year did they build that thing?
I think they built it back in the 2020, but I'm not sure.
What day are they going to open?
They're going to open sometime in March, I heard, but I don't know when exactly. I don't know what exact actual date is, but it's in sometime in March, though. March 24, they open. Yeah. Yay. March 2024, they open.
2024?
Exactly, Jimbo. Exactly, buddy. March 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo.
How many doors they put on there?
I think they put like 3 or 4 doors on there.
There's a couple more in the back.
Yeah, there's a few more in the back too. Yeah, yeah.
Feels like 8 doors.
Yeah, you might be right. Might be like 8 doors, buddy.
Yeah. Firemen are the heroes of Greenfield.
Yeah, firemen are the heroes of Greenfield. They save lives, and yeah, I'm so proud of them. They do a great job. Yeah, they rescue people from burning buildings. They rescue people from car accidents and stuff. Yeah, they do a great job. Go firefighters. Keep up the good work.
Keep it up, the good work.
I salute you all. The end.
I do, too. The end.
Gentlemen, at the Hobson Avenue podcast.
Talking about the bike path. With Phil Hate Man. Bike path.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun. Fun inside. That's be exciting.
Yo, Smash Bang. Tell us about the bike path.
I am DJ Smash Bang.
Bike path. Tell us.
At Hobson Avenue bike path. I will get inside. Lots of fun.
Sounds like fun. Bike path.
My favorite. What's the song, DJ Escort, is that right through you?
Phil, do you like it on the bike path?
Bike path is good.
Yeah.
What's the song, is DJ Escort, is that right through you?
Do you ride on the bike path?
Some exercise.
Hey, Phil, what do you see on the bike path?
Kitchen, and dining room, and living room.
What do you see on the bike path?
Lots of fun on the bike path.
Do you see animals?
I do have it.
Do you see animals?
I don't have it. Hey, animals.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black.
I say white.
You say bar.
I say bite.
You say shark.
I say him and yours was never my scene and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose.
I say Roy.
You say God.
Give me a choice.
You say Lord.
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I wanna do is bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way.
So forget all your duties, oh yeah.
Run for the girls, they'll be riding today.
So look out for those beauties, oh yeah.
Park your box, get set, go!
Ice their name.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm
talking about rappers that have ice in their name.
I'm talking about whappers of ice in their name. That's ice. What I'm talking about. Ice.
Ice tea. Go ahead.
Ice tea.
Rappers.
Like the whapper, Ice tea. He was wicked famous whapper. He sold like over
a million.
Over million.
6 billion albums.
6 billion albums. 6 million platinum albums. He was like one of the best whappers alive.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And Ice Cube is like one of the other best rappers alive. He sold like over 900 platinum albums, a million albums, and he's really good eating. He's in a lot of good movies too, and he's like one of the real greatest rappers alive too, and he's one of my favorite rappers.
Full name of Ice. He rapped Ninja Turtles.
And yeah, he does tons of great wappy, and he's in a lot of good movies, and a lot of people like him. He has a lot of big fans and stuff, and yeah, he's the greatest, the best. He's a legend.
Italian Ice, baby.
Italian Ice, baby.
What's he saying?
He waps about Italian food, Italian ice, and he's like
iceberg lettuce.
One of the best iceberg lettuce wappers ever. Yeah, yeah.
Ice cubes,
yeah, yeah.
Cubes, ice cubes,
man.
Ice cubes.
Yeah, he raps about ice cubes. Ice cubes and yeah, he raps about ice cubes. He raps about ice tea. He raps all about all that great stuff. Like, yeah, yeah.
Like iced tea, Jim?
Iced tea?
I love iced tea.
Yeah.
You put sugar in your iced tea?
A little bit.
I put like 6 tablespoons of sugar in my iced tea.
Go ahead. What do you put in yours, buddy?
8.
Yeah, yeah.
Eight sugars.
A lemon?
Yeah.
I put like 6 lemon in my iced tea. I love a lemonade iced tea. Mixed together sounds, it tastes great. It tastes just what I love it. I can't get enough of it. I am. And I also love Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid's so good. And Crystal Light's good. Those are my favorite drinks too. I like to mix together sometimes too. That also tastes great. And I love Snapple iced tea. I love lemon Snapple iced tea and peach flavor Snapple iced tea. That's my favorite iced tea ever. I'll keep drinking over again. Yeah, yeah. It's one of my most favorite on the whole entire planet.
Yeah, you know what's my kind of drink?
What is it?
Cafe Malte.
I love frozen coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. Frozen coffee, coconut flavoring with extra sugar. It's nice and sweet. It's so good. I love it. It's my favorite. I'll get it over again. I love Cumberland's iced coffee. Their coffee's the best. I love their espresso coffee. That's so good.
I like the coffee at McDonald's.
Me too. McDonald's coffee is like the best in town too, and I love McDonald's ice cream cones. Those are so good. Those are the super best in town. Oh yeah.
I think coffee's at McDonald's $1 something.
Yeah, they're like $1.75 or $1.50. They're not too expensive.
Yeah.
They're cheaper than anywhere else.
How about Wendy's?
Yeah, Wendy's coffee is cheap too. Their coffee is very good too. I like their coffee too. They have a great coffee too. Yeah, Brad's coffee, it's so good too. And their breakfast food is good too. I love their pancakes. I love their home fries. I love their sauces. It's so good. It's my favorite breakfast place ever to eat at.
Yeah, yeah.
And Denny's, they're my favorite breakfast place to eat at too. Their food is so good too.
Hey.
Hey.
You know my best places?
What's your best place, Jim?
Texas Roadhouse in the alley.
Yeah, I've been at Texas Roadhouse alley too. I love their food. Their steak is so good. Their steak is so tender, like melts in your mouth when you eat it. So good. And their chicken tenders are best in town. Their french fries are super best. They're nice and crispy. They taste just white. So good.
You forgot one thing.
What is it?
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, I love their mashed potatoes and gravy. It's the best.
Package makes 2 quarts of Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid. 9 great flavors to drink you love. Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid.
For the very best drink you ever made.
Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid.
Be sure that the envelope says Kool-Aid.
You can give your youngsters a lot of pleasure with Kool-Aid. You know it's pure and good. It has the Parents Magazine seal. And it's so thrifty. A 5-cent package makes 2 full quarts. Just add Kool-Aid to water with ice. Add some sugar and stir.
For the very best drink you ever made.
Be sure that the envelope says Kool-Aid.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go. Go Ninja, go Ninja, go. Go Ninja, go Ninja, go. Go, 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 go.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yo, it's the Green Machine, gonna rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound. Yeah, everybody let's move. Vanilla is filled with the new jack groove. Gonna rock and roll the place with the power of the Ninja Turtle bass. Iceman, you know I'm not playing. Devastate the show while the turtles are saying.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Go, 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 Ninja, go, Ninja, go, go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go, go, Ninja, go, go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go, 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 go, Ninja,
mashed potatoes and gravy.
Smooth with the power, kicking it up hour after hour. Cause in this life, there's only one winner. You better aim straight, you can hit the center. In it to win it with a team of four Ninja Turtles that you gotta adore. It's
Ninja, Ninja, Rap. Ninja, Ninja, Rap. Ninja, Ninja, Rap. Go, 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 go. Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go. Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go.
They sent me a script and everything, tell me what was going on in the movie and what was going to be happening. You know, they told me all about this whole scene. It's exactly like they, you know, they had it wrote down and everything, and told me to write and make it ice. So I did. I hyped it up, put the funky beats behind it, and made it ice. And they told me to keep it clean, you know, for the kids and everything, which is me anyway. So ice, ice, baby's in full effect. Yep, yep. Turtles 2, watch it.
You forgot one thing.
What is it?
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is DJ Pat signing out at the end.
This is DJ Matt signing off.
DJ Layla signing off. Smash by. Airway Superstar. Airway Superstar.
Airway Superstars.
Superstar Patrick.
Hold still now. Watch for the Dicky Bird.
How does it feel, Mary Poppins, winning the race?
Oh, well, I...
Gaining fame and fortune.
Yes.
Having your picture taken to the newspaper.
Naturally, I'm delighted.
Besides having your extreme good looks, if I may say so.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go.
There probably aren't words to describe your emotions.
Now, gentlemen, please. On the contrary, there's a very good word. Am I right, Bert?
Tell them what it is.
Right. It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Of course I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me nails a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to save me ache and nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
He'd use his word and all would say, there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and leave me off me off to tea.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You know, you can say it backwards, which is docious alley expiastic fragicali rufus, but that's going a bit too far, don't you think? So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Wow. And a lovely thing she is too.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.